This is the Business Storytelling Show, a top global marketing podcast listened to in more than 100 countries, live streamed on social media, and broadcast on DBTV. Christoph Trapp chats with industry leaders to help your company tell better business stories. Here's today's episode.
Hey, business storytellers. Christoph Trapp here. Let's do a bonus episode of the Business Storytelling Show and talk about, do podcasts have video? And, you know, maybe the better question would be, should podcasts have video? And my answer is, yes, they should. But it's probably not that easy of an answer when you look at the history of podcasting. So the history of podcasting certainly is audio-based, right? You have two people or more people. They're recording in an online studio. Of course, more recently, previously, you know, you would meet in a studio no matter what. That's kind of how you would do it. Or I used to do podcast recordings at conferences, and I would just bring my entire thing, my entire setup to the venue and then, you know, interview people basically with my phone. Other people would bring their entire podcast studio to a conference and they would partner with the conference. And then, of course, now we have podcast stages like at IIEX North America in Austin, where people are literally recording their podcasts during the conference. But traditionally, I would say podcasts are audio only. And some of the OGs, so to speak, they still do audio only. And, you know, there's value in it to an extent. I mean, people listen. When I listen to a podcast, I listen on an audio app, right? I'm not watching the person necessarily. I'm not watching the conversation. Usually when I'm running around, when I'm at the gym, when I'm doing those kind of things. But sometimes I do watch the video when there is a video available. It's really actually a hard thing to think about. How do you do it? And not that I'm the focus group of one here to represent all consumers that listen to podcasts, but you know, on my podcast app, on Apple, there's no video podcast. On Spotify, there's some, but not that many. So I would say a lot of podcasts are still audio only, are still doing the more traditional model. You know, you record an episode, you publish the episode, and that's kind of how you do that. And I would actually, I think the future is, and I would recommend that people do more video. So, and here's the reason why. Video is now available on Spotify. Somebody said video is available on Apple. I haven't seen that. I don't know if that's publicly available to people yet, but you can certainly publish your podcast on Spotify with video. When you publish your podcast on YouTube, right, on the traditional YouTube, which then pulls it into YouTube Music as video and audio, I believe, it's way better as video, right? Why would it just be audio? If you don't have a video file and you go into YouTube and you publish your podcast as a podcast playlist, which then pushes it to YouTube Music, and you don't have video, it just puts a thumbnail on it and it basically plays it like video. So you might as well. On the production side, I know why people want to record a podcast. They can cut out some of these awkward pauses. They can trim the dead time like that, right? The little dead period there between the two words. But my podcast player does that automatically. Trim silence, I think, is the feature or whatever it's called. So is that really worth it anymore? No. I listen to podcasts at 1.25 speed, minimum, sometimes 1.5, depending on how fast they talk. So you listen to Michael Kay, the fantastic Yankees announcer on the Michael Kay show, and him and the crew, they're just blah, 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 you know, like fast, like 1.25, 1.5 doesn't work for that crew. But somebody who is speaking like normally, like a regular cadence, you know, like non-Michael Kay broadcasters, how they speak, and, you know, regular speed is just too slow. So something to think about. Of course, there is a little bit of a production issue when it comes to I'm doing video podcasts over audio podcasts only, but I've seen people use basically the same programs. I mean, there is programs you can use for audio recording only. You can find some of them on christophtrapp.com, certainly. But I use Restream. This is what I use right now. And certainly I can use this as an audio only recording as well. I think it's still nice when you can see your guests. So the video part, and a lot of audio podcasters do that actually. Which is kind of interesting as I'm thinking about that, as I'm talking it through. But so they actually take the video. They actually want to see the person because it's better to see their facial expressions and whatever. And you can have a better conversation, right? So they record on Zoom or they might record on Restream and then they just use the audio and they use a couple of video clips here and there for sound bites. So overall, very, very clear. The history of podcasting is audio only. We have seen a trend of more people doing video podcasts. And there is a little bit of a debate in the podcasting industry. Is that a podcast or is it something else or what should it be called? I still think it's a podcast. You know, whether I'm talking like this on video or audio, why wouldn't it be a podcast? Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think that's currently where we stand. Audio, the traditional, that's kind of how it goes. Nothing wrong with actually doing that if you prefer to do audio only. But I think video is the way to go where video is available. And there's still plenty of podcast networks where you can do video anyways. So it is okay to do audio only on those networks, but do video on the others. Why would you just have a thumbnail on YouTube? Like, why? What's the point? Just show your faces. Just be real. Have a conversation and use all the different content assets and content types that are available to you. Christoph Trapp out for this bonus episode.
Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review The Business Storytelling Show on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. See you then.